Peter, who was indeed hungry, thanked her. The cat told him where he could find the food he needed. But first he asked the cat what she would like to eat and then prepared her food as she directed him. When he finished eating, the cat told him where he could sleep. Peter slept soundly. In the morning, he again prepared food for himself and the cat. Then she invited him to sit beside her and tell her about himself. He explained about the search he was on. He didn't hide the fact that he had little hope of succeeding. "I don't know what material to use to make the chain or how to put it together." The cat's answer surprised Peter. "I will help you with that. You have but to promise that you will serve me for a year. All you will have to do is comb me 3 times every day and prepare food for me." Peter agreed. Perhaps he was thinking of how the year would pass more quickly this way, for he really had no hope that the cat would be able to help him any more than he could help himself. And indeed, the year did pass quickly. Then the cat told him that it was time for him to go home. She told him to take with him the small chest in the hall. He was to open it only when the king asked him to show what he had brought. Peter said goodbye and found his way back to the castle. When he reached home, Peter found his brothers already there. The king asked them to show him what they had brought. Harry had spent the year working for a blacksmith, so he brought out a heavy iron chain. It was the exact size needed. Carl had been working for a coppersmith. He had made a copper chain that could circle the courtyard twice. "Now, Peter," said the king, "let's see what you have." Peter pulled out a gold chain that could circle the courtyard 3 times.